Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Good morning, everybody.
I was going to say, just do it.
I want to wait for the beat drop with that. You know, yeah. You got to. That's too long.
That's too long?
You got to wait.
All right, so...
At least a little bit.
We're just casually bashing Joe Calley on the board for his musical choices here today?
The beat drop, I couldn't wait for the lyrics. I won't have that. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Drive safe this morning with
Please.
A little bit of the snow coming down. Our sister station, WBEN, will have you covered on all of the traffic updates and such. I don't think the snow is going to be continuing past noon today.
It shouldn't.
But, you know, the road's getting in this morning. Had to leave a little early, get up, defrost the car, all that fun jazz for winter.
Guys and gals out there, everyone, let's make some better decisions out there, okay?
Just make good decisions out there.
Yes, let's make some better decisions out there. I saw a person from the right turn lane over in Depew on my drive in today. Instead, turn left, cutting across two lanes of traffic.
That's good.
Let's not do that. Let's make better decisions today. Look out for everyone, and let's go Bills and Sabres. Sure.
With that being said, wasn't that bad driving in for me at least.
For me at least,
it was not that bad.
I saw some choices be made. They weren't good ones.
You did.
You were on the phone with me. I was calling through the car speaker. Never, like, don't ever have your phone in your hands in times like these either, speaking of good decisions. There's your PSA. I got off my soapbox. This is the Norton Automotive Extra Point Show. I'm Derek Kramer. He's Zach Jones. And we're here with you on a snowy Tuesday where...
The Bills won.
The Bills... Everyone won from Saturday on.
They did, that's right. We had the Bandits open up their season 1-0. UB basketball's undefeated 8-0. The Sabres win. Josh Norris looked great, by the way, last night.
Sabres
the Bills win on Sunday. You know, we've had way worse Buffalo sports weekends, so I'll take this and I'll run with it. I said that on Sunday.
We don't talk about Friday.
No.
Actually, we will talk about Friday for one instance.
But I said it on Sunday when the Bills were playing of, you know, yes, I want the style points. Yes, I think for the most part their offense is very boring. And I don't know how sustainable it is based off of what I'm seeing around the rest of the NFL and then going on into, you know, next year and the years following. But they were down both their starting tackles. They're on the road, and they've been abysmal on the road. I'll take a 26-7 win over the Steelers. It's not great. It's not like the Steelers are this world-beating opponent. I'll be honest. I thought Sunday, for the most part, said more about Pittsburgh than it did about Buffalo. Now, we're in Buffalo, so we're going to make it about the Bills, and that's fine. But I think nationally, you saw far more from the Steelers in the negative sense than you saw positive from the Bills. It's not to say the Bills' performance wasn't great. Christian Benford had himself a day. The backup tackles both played admirably. James Cook had himself a day. But for the most part, I thought that was more Steelers being garbage. I think they are mediocrity incarnate. They're probably going to get around 9-10 wins because they always do. But does anyone, even in Pittsburgh,
do we think they're going to get to 10 wins?
It seems to be what they do. That's why I say it. It seems to be what they do, even when they don't really deserve it. But I think even in Pittsburgh, especially with the Fire Tomlin chance, I think even people in Pittsburgh are acknowledging that, like, they've run their course here. I don't know what the Steelers will do. They don't like to fire coaches. They like to let that run down, and the coach decides to leave. But I think they should really think about just cutting the cord here.
Yeah, they really need to do something. And it's not just Tomlin. Omar Khan is...
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, it's the whole organization at this point. And obviously, ownership is not going to change. Art Rooney is going to be there. Art Rooney II, I should say. But the Rooney family is going to keep the Steelers forever and ever and ever. But man, management and coach really do just kick the can down the road every year, and they've done that since Ben Roethlisberger's final years. They've been just, okay, we're good enough.
Yeah, it's not his final year. You're right. It is that chunk of like 3-4 years of just like, no, we're fine. We're fine.
It's after the 2019 season where they collapse their way out of the playoffs despite, I think it was like a 95% chance of making it from the position they were in. They get swept by the AFC West, which outside of Kansas City was horrendous. And then the next thing you know, it's just been good enough to a point where you get beat down by Cleveland in the playoffs. You get embarrassed by little brother in the playoffs.
At home.
At home. And
they lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Blake Bortles team. I think that was back in, that was 2017.
Yeah.
You know, that's the year the Bills break the drought, but that's also kind of the start of the end of any sort of respectable Steelers teams where people genuinely fear them, I think.
Yes.
That's more what it is. Because they made the playoffs before, but in terms of genuine fear and the history of the Steelers and that playing a factor, that was sort of the beginning of the end. And like them even playing Renegade in the fourth quarter felt off.
It's
like,
kind of,
they're getting beat down and you're just like, oh, this is just sad.
It's kind of like how Orchard Park now has adopted Mr. Brightside in that sense, and it's like time and place sort of thing. And for the Steelers fans to be hearing it there, they were not happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just this iteration of the Steelers now, it's so stale, and they're willing to keep it that way. They made waves by firing Matt Canada in season last year.
Because that was like the first time they'd either ever done it, or it was like the first time in like 40 years they'd fired a coordinator.
Sorry, two years ago. But their offensive coordinator was so bad, they had to do something. And it was the first time they did it in like 58 years or something. I'm making up the number, but it is actually
a very long time. Yeah.
It is legitimately a long time, though. And watch me be right on that number exactly for some reason. But yeah, the Steelers are just this mediocrity defined that they're okay with being just good enough in the NFL. And you know what it did? It made me not worry, but definitely reflect on something. And it is more or less this. I better not see the Buffalo Bills start to get complacent over being constantly a playoff presence and a Super Bowl contender for years now, that they can kind of just like rest on it and, you know, you take the wrong lessons from it, for example. No. Like, if the Bills make a deep playoff run being a wild card team this year, do not take the wrong lessons from it. Make sure to make the right changes as they are appropriate. Make sure that the roster does get fine-tuned a little bit more aggressively than in years past. I do also think you're going to have a little bit more cap flexibility to do that this year.
I hope.
Well, you hope, but also last year was tough. Last year was tough pickings on your cap space.
You're eating the Diggs dead cap money.
You're eating the Von Miller dead cap money. So there's a lot.
Samuel kind of becomes an albatross as well. I mean, you want him on the roster. He just has not been able to be on the roster.
And now it is. You're probably going to get a little bit more of that cap relief where it's more or less, it can't be as bad as last year when the money was that tight.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they are able to get a little bit more aggressive this year. And we do see a little bit of a return to the big baller bean mantra.
That's
what I'm hoping for.
That PR, I guess, of him, or the image, that big baller image, I tweeted that out on Sunday, and I still stand by it. Like, it's nice that the Bills won. I still stand by all my criticisms. They're a very boring offense, the whole thing.
Right.
But that was one of them, too, with me, where the last few years have been really tough on that image of Bean.
Yes.
Of being the guy that's willing to make the aggressive move and is always in on everything and what have you. And whether that's right or wrong, some of the stuff just doesn't fall your way. Like, we are not privy to the inner workings of trades and stuff like that that go on within NFL front offices. We're really just not. But over the last few years, it's just it's been more just steady as she goes, and we're not going to make any big splashes. We're going to re-sign all of our guys, even if they're just okay. They're middling guys. They're not going to become star players. You know, I think you can make an honest argument, too, that the only big move the team has made on the offense is the Stephon Diggs trade 5 years ago in 2020. You can argue past that, the only big move they've made was the Von Miller signing. That's on the defense. You don't have to make big splashes to be successful in the NFL. I still think the best way to do it is just nail the draft. Get lucky and be good for two or three drafts in a row.
And then it'll allow you to be
probably good. You're probably going to be just fine.
But it also allows you to be a little bit more aggressive, because if you land star players on rookie contracts, you are able then to give yourself a little bit of more cap flexibility. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And try to make a swing if you need to add to it. It is not required as a demand to fix the roster. It is now a compliment again,
right?
Like Rasul Douglas.
Yeah. I mean, he was the perfect one of where it was a quick fix. He's going to help us out. He's not going to be anything crazy. If we sign him back, great. If we don't, we don't. He was perfect. Amari Cooper, though, the following year is much more of a, oh, no, we botched this.
We botched and this and we need to fix the season.
Yeah.
And Cooper's presence does allow for coverage to roll his way, but even he is not used and utilized properly to a point where his career fizzles out and he ultimately retires.
Yeah, he doesn't play for anybody else.
He doesn't play for anybody else. So it really is this interesting conversation, and I do want to make sure that, you know, I want to see them not do what the Steelers do, is effectively what it is. Because there's that William and Mary connection with Tomlin and McDermott. The two of them couldn't be more opposite.
Like in all seriousness,
yeah, like
yes.
There's a school connection and a kinship between the two of them. Coaching styles could not be more opposite. Mike Tomlin hasn't met a situation that he would not punt. And then meanwhile, there's Sean McDermott saying, we're going to go for it. Even when the Steelers went for it, on fourth and one in a goal line situation, what do? Shotgun run.
Yeah.
Because it
kind of feels like they're not comfortable doing it.
Even when they're being aggressive, Tomlin is still safe. And thank goodness Mike Tomlin is not the coach of the Buffalo Bills, because the words cowardly would be constantly running through my mouth. And Sean McDermott is not that. I'm happy about that. I just want to make sure that this organization does take the right lessons from this year and go, no, we're not going to do this again. My confidence level, depending on the person within the Bills organization, is different. But I do think overall it will be there. All I get to do about it is talking to a microphone. It's not going to make any change. It's not going to make any difference. So when I say it, it's more on the hopes that my fear that I had about this goes away quickly. It is a small fear. It's not one that I'm really worried about. But it is one that I'm going to have to be looking over and seeing, okay, are they going to get complacent? Because, dear God, I hope not.
I get a little – I think I'm a little more nervous than you are. I would argue the last 2 years have been kind of pointless.
Again, it's depending on the person, I have a differing answer.
Right, and for me, it falls much more on the GM and Brandon Bean. But, when I say pointless – no, I love the playoff run they went on last year. The win over the Ravens was awesome. Going to the AFC Championship was great. I'm not denying any of that. But the everyone eats and wanting to try to build a team around, not really going for splash receivers, not really trying to add more weapons on the outside for Allen. And, you know, to get balance, you sacrifice the passing game to try to meet in the middle. I don't know what the thought process was there. That's my point, and I know Bulldog has talked about this a lot in the afternoon of it. You know, the everyone eats this last 2 years was the first great experiment of Josh Allen's career. I think for the most part it's been a failure, mainly because you're seeing, oh, this is not gonna work. This is not gonna be the thing that gets it done. Can they win a Super Bowl? Sure. Eli Manning won a Super Bowl with the Maras in charge of the Giants and then being a wild card team. They can still win, but to your point, don't get complacent. Don't all of a sudden decide, because you may be winning a Super Bowl this year in an AFC that is ripe for the picking, and in a year with the league where there seems to be no one that is great, don't all of a sudden go, everything we did was perfect. You know, it was a little ugly at times, but everything we did was right, because it has not been. You know, the extensions you've signed have been struggles at best. The defense is arguably better when Shaq Thompson is in and not Terrell Bernard.
Your offensive coordinator, I do wonder how much of the offensive, like the drafting approach as of late has been. Because you think about it, the approach through the draft when it comes to the offense has changed philosophies within the new offensive coordinators. Ken Dorsey wants to run 12 personnel so much that they draft Dalton Kincaid. And now you are looking at a Joe Brady that goes with this everybody eats mantra, because he's the one that propagates it, to a point where the Bills are not investing within the position very heavily. Keon Coleman's taken, but that's then when the mantra is launched about everybody eats.
Mm-hmm.
So then you sink your teeth into it further because of the success that you had. And complaining about the position is one of the worst arguments you can have, to paraphrase there. But I wonder if the philosophies change within the offensive coordinators. And that brings me back to my still biggest problem with this team. Is it nice that they called the same plays over and over and over and over again? First of all, before I go in on Joe Brady, congrats on on your daughter, newborn daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure that the human element is thrown in there first and foremost. Congrats to Joe Brady. I do worry about, you know, the predictability still of this offense. I still do worry about it. Because, yeah, it worked against Pittsburgh. It didn't work against Houston.
That's the thing. I mean, when it works, it's really funny.
It worked against Dallas a couple years ago.
And it's cool. When it doesn't work, and when there's no off-speed pitch, plan B, however you want to put it, it gets really frustrating, and you do start to wonder, like, where's the creativity in the offense? We've taken calls on that. I know everyone else on the station is taking calls on the lack of creativity with the Bills' offense. You know, we'll see. I still think there's a talent issue here. I don't think they're particularly talented with their wide receivers. And, you know,
Mantra created by the offensive coordinator, though.
Right, sure, absolutely. I also do want to point out with this Pittsburgh win, hell of an effort by the offensive line. You're down both tackles.
Oh, the execution was beautiful.
And to be fair, I wasn't on air much last week because of Thanksgiving on Thursday and then a Black Friday game on Friday for the Sabres, but I wasn't feeling confident at all. Once Dawkins and Brown were out, I was like, the way they've been playing on the road, you lost both your tackles. Allen got sacked 8 times with those 2 tackles in. I don't love this. I'm not saying that I thought they were going to lose, but I'll be honest, I wasn't going into Sunday thinking we're going to be just fine, they're going to figure it out. I didn't really have that feeling, so it was nice to see in the second half they got it going. It did take, though, a fumble recovery for a touchdown and then the next drive a pick to really get them going.
It was the defense that kickstarts this game, not the offense. And that has been something since the Atlanta game that has been very commonplace with this Bills team, is the defense is the one that's really kickstarting it. Carolina. A.J. Epinesa returns, was it a fumble or an interception?
I think it was an interception.
He returns it to the one.
Yeah, it's still the one.
But the thing is that the defense has been doing this a lot lately, where they are the ones making the big plays of at least trying to keep you in games, or they're the ones shaping a win, even. So I do worry about the offense still. I worry about its consistency. I worry about its predictability. When TJ Watt says, I've never seen a team call the same play so many times and execute it so well. First of all, that's your problem for not stopping the same play being called over and over again. Sorry, skill issue, Pittsburgh. Get better. You're the highest paid defense in the National Football League. You can't beat the same play call being called over and over again?
Isn't that great?
That tells you how pathetic their organization really has become. But now, I look at the other side. Yeah, it's positive that you're able to call the same plays over and over again. It's also diagnosable when teams watch film. When Pittsburgh's failing to execute and your offensive line is executing so well, but your diagnosis is not there. They're calling the same play. You are not recognizing it well enough that you can even cheat your way to getting success on the plays. But if other teams can properly recognize it through the film study and blow it up, look at the tunnel screen in the first half.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, the screen passes.
Yes.
Burn all of them. Burn all. They shouldn't be there. Burn all of them.
So.
Oh, man.
So there is a little bit of a worry that I want to see the future games, the rest of this season, play out with. Nate Geary and I were talking about this on the Overtime Show, and I'm going to lead this question into the break. 803-0550, the number to call as well to join in on this question. Are there certain teams you're more fearful of in the postseason than others, and how we will rank them? And that'll be up on the other side here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. He's Zach Jones. I'm Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.